Simon & Schuster Australia presents Letters from Berlin, written by Tanya Blanchard, narrated by Arianwyn Parks Lockwood. To my family, they are my everything. For one human being to love another, that is perhaps the most difficult of all our tasks, the ultimate. The last test and proof, the work for which all other work is but preparation. Letters to a Young Poet, Rainer Maria Rilke. Prologue. Sydney, June 2019. The yellow envelope sat on Ingrid's lap like a lead weight. "There's something I want to tell you." The words left her mouth before she could recall them, and her daughter paused momentarily before she replaced the guitar on its stand. The words hung between them for a second. "Is everything okay?" Natalie was a classically trained guitarist, but even the soothing strains of her playing hadn't eased Ingrid's taut nerves today. Natalie joined her on the couch, and the flash of concern across her face caused a wave of uncertainty to roll over Ingrid. Natalie was heavily pregnant with her first child. Maybe now wasn't the time to break the news. But her heart was pounding, and she had to continue. "I've received some news from Germany. From Berlin, to be exact." Natalie's dark eyes darted to the thick envelope on Ingrid's lap. "It's regarding the deceased estate of my mother. My biological mother. She died 2 years ago." "What?" The stunned expression on Natalie's face was hard to bear. "Your biological mother? I don't understand." "I was adopted by Oma and Opa as a baby. I didn't find out until I was about 12. Ingrid quickly reached out to hold Natalie's hand. "They didn't tell me much, except that they couldn't have children and were overjoyed when they got me. In the early 50s, when I was small, they decided to leave Germany for a better life in Australia. They never talked about the war and their life in Germany, not even to me." Natalie gripped her mother's hand tight and stared at her, glassy-eyed. Did Omar ever tell you anything about your birth?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?